Tantor Audio presents Wish You Happy Forever, What China's Orphans Taught Me About Moving Mountains, by Jenny Bowen. Narrated by Jenny Bowen. Author's note. This is the truth as I remember it, which doesn't mean it's precisely as it happened. I've consolidated a few events to better tell the story. For various reasons, I've changed some names of people and places. I spent a lot of time in airport bookstores. They're full of books about how to do business wherever you're going. Bookstores at the Hong Kong airport are especially packed with tips for success in China. Most of them are written by Westerners who've succeeded in some small or large way, or who have interviewed others who have. Most include cautionary tales and warnings that China will not be easy. Although I'm a Westerner writing about China, and although I have achieved a certain amount of success there, beyond my wildest dreams, actually, this is not one of those books. As you will quickly surmise, I'm not an expert on much of anything, but I still believe my story should be told, for it's not really my story. Prologue. One joy may scatter a thousand sorrows. Guangzhou, China, July 7, 1997. The others had come and gone. The little girls had been carried or marched into the room by smiling caretakers. One by one, they'd met nervous clutches of new mommies and daddies, aunties and grannies. Bright, tinkly toys had been passed into little hands, sometimes inspected, sometimes ignored. And then gingerly, their eyes full of trepidation and knowing, the new mommies reached for their little girls. A few babies screamed bloody murder. Most went easily. Another day, another pair of arms. We still waited. I could hear the fading cries of the screamers. An official returned. Please wait a moment. Please have a seat.